Out of control. That is the theme when it comes to Pentecost. You know, if you would have been there with Moses at Mount Sinai, he would have said, you know, put a fence up. Don't get too close to the mountain, lest you be killed. You know, it was a good reminder always that even though we're dealing with a God who loves and treasures us, it's him. It's his deal. And he does it his way. And you can't force his hand. And you can't demand anything. You just let him be God. So, was the baptism of the Holy Spirit an event in history? Most definitely. Has it continued to happen even to our current day? Yes. Is it a one-time occurrence or a constant refilling? Well, more is always available. That's the simplest answer. In a very practical sense, we count down the 50 days to Pentecost because 2,000 years ago was not a one-time experience for the disciples, but rather the first experience of a constant refilling of the Spirit. As we arrive at Pentecost this Saturday and Sunday, I would just really challenge you to seek together to encounter the baptism of the Holy Spirit for those who never have, and ask for even more of the wonderful manifest presence of Jesus for those who've encountered the baptism but are still longing for more of his touch. The one thing that revival, and we have a, you know, we're the sound of revival, the one thing that our DNA is there is more. Don't ever settle for the same song over and over and over, or just the same encounter over and over and over. God has more for you, and what he's going to tell you today from the same verse he told you about yesterday could very well be different. It's going to be more because you can only handle so much at a time. He does everything in layers. If your particular church upbringing has left you a little confused or even hesitant about the possibilities of such encounters and experiences in our day, just listen to Jesus describe what the average Christian life would look like just before he ascended. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Now, mind you, he'd never mentioned that before. All right? They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Those are things we all want. We should never settle for a time and say, okay, you know, we're not going to raise the dead anymore. We're not going to heal. We're not going to, you know, there's not going to be a time where evangelism ends. You're going, we're done with that.
I don't want to drink anything poisonous.
I don't believe there are hardcore rules. You know, although certain restaurants I've been in. These are all things that God gives us the ability to deal with. All right. Early in Mark 16, we can see why they needed a significant encounter. When the women first came to the tomb after the resurrection and encountered an angel, here's what they said. They went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. They were not having a good day. Then when Mary Magdalene finally gained the courage to tell the apostles, they did not believe. When the two disciples who walked with Jesus on the road shared their story, they did not believe them either. Those are quotes from Scripture. Later, he appeared to the 11, and they sat at the table, and he rebuked all of them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So obviously, it was a pretty tough 3 days for the apostles. Also, obviously, Jesus doesn't want any of us to repeat the mistakes of the apostles or fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah 28. Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? For with stammering lips and another tongue, he'll speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. And we just don't want that. I just promise you, you know, God has, no matter what you've figured out or not figured out, God has more for you. And it really doesn't matter traditions and all those kind of things. It really has to do with God being open to be surprised by God. I mean, you know, I don't particularly love surprises because usually they're scary, but at least in ours because they're practical jokes and stuff. But God's surprises are amazing. You know, 39 years ago, when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was utterly shocked that other languages, which I didn't understand or speak, were suddenly pouring out of my mouth. Can you imagine, almost 16-year-old boy, a moment before standing in the field, worshiping the only language I'd ever spoke, English, and this wasn't that. So I had never heard anyone speak in tongues before, heard anyone teach on it. The Holy Spirit massively changed my life in much the same way Jesus had the year before when I gave my life to him. So, you know, I think for me, in my case, it's a wonderful thing not to have so many expectations and questions and all that, for have just to encounter God. I think that's by far the best way. But for some of us, we don't get that. We grow up in culture and traditions and things, and so we have to overcome them. But I just challenge you this weekend, just begin to ask and let God meet you where you are, and let him surprise you with what more there is.
Amen.
Cool stuff. Victory 91.5, it's Rise and Stein. Ray Haynes teaching on Pentecost. More coming up.
Breakfast and lunch is...